You're listening to a podcast from Victory. A father who fears and obeys God is blessed at work and in the home. Learn more about this truth in our series, A Father's Heart.
Hello everyone, welcome to our Sunday service. Today is Father's Day, at gusto lamang po namin batiin ang lahat ng mga tatay ngayon. Maraming salamat po sa lahat ng inyong ginagawa at sa inyo pong patuloy na gagawin. And as part of us honoring you, okay, we would like to pray for you. Kung kasama niyo po yung tatay ninyo ngayon, would you please pray for them at this moment? O halimbawa man, wala yung tatay mo, hindi mo kasama dyan, can you still pray for him? At if you're here today, nanonood ka pero wala kang father, wala kang physical father, I pray na ang pagmamahal ng Diyos Ama ay maramdaman mo sa araw na ito. Let's just take 1 minute just to pray for our fathers. Today we will be talking about Psalm 128, and I'd like to invite everyone to please stand as we read God's Word today from English Standard Version, Psalm 128. A Song of Ascents. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His ways. You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be blessed, and it shall be well with you. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life, and may you see your children's children, peace upon Israel. This is God's word, and may the Lord bless the reading of His word. You know, when you look at this Psalm 28, it is actually part of Psalm, what we call a Song of Ascents, and that started from chapter 120 all the way to 134. Many believe that these psalms were read by the, you know, by the Jewish people as they go up to Jerusalem on a yearly feast. And whatever feast that is, whenever they were on their way to Jerusalem, these are the psalms that they sing to the Lord to prepare their hearts, okay, as to worship the Lord and to fulfill all the promises and all their offerings to God. And today, when we look at this psalm, okay, there are a few things that I really want us to look at and observe. Because when we think about this, sometimes we will think, because today is Father's Day, and of course, most likely, message natin para sa mga fathers, di ba? Pero baka isipin mo na this message is not for you. This message is not for you because you're not a father, or you don't have a father. But let me just point things out to you from the verses that we read today. So first of all, I'd like us to look at the word bless or bless. And this is a word that was used in this short chapter. It was used 4 times. Okay, makikita po natin ito sa verse 1 and verse 2, and verse 4, verse 5 and verse 6. And makikita po natin ito as part of the word that I'd like us to really look into. Because pag tinignan po natin ito sa English, it's just the same word. Actually, sa ibang translation nga po, it was translated as joyful or happy. But again, when we look at this word, especially yung verse 1 and 2, yung verse 1 and 2 po na word, the blessed, is actually the word asere or asher, the Hebrew word. Ang ibig lang pong sabihin nun, this is blessedness or joyfulness that comes from, okay, moving forward. It comes from the with the idea of moving forward, of making progress by going in the right direction on a straight line. This is something, okay, pag yung po yung nasa idea natin, na yung sinabi na word na blessed, pag sinabi pong blessed in this verse, hindi po ito yung something that we just wait for it to happen. Hindi. From the text and from the word picture ng Hebrew word, ang sinasabi po dito, this is something that we have, that, you know, we're doing something consistently. We're doing something steadily and loyally. In doing that, when we do that, this blessing actually comes. That's verse 1 and 2, yung word po na yon. This is, again, ito po yung pag-iisip po natin ito. When we are walking in the ways of God, this is inevitable. Okay, mangyayari po yan. Now, in the next word po, sa verse 4 and 5, it's very similar. Okay, but the same word in English, but it's actually a different Hebrew word. Yung pong unay, asyere, actually focuses on what the person is doing in walking straight line, in making progress, in moving forward. But the next word is actually says, in Hebrew, it's barak. Okay? Barak, ang idea po nito is to kneel. Or when blessed by adoring on bended knees. Okay? To bless or specially to confer or bestow benefit or sharing oneself. So the idea in the other word of the word blessed here or joyful or happy, right, in English translation, ang sinasabi po dito, ang focus nitong word na blessed dito is the one doing the blessing. The first word, ashere or asher, is the one doing the action. Okay, you're doing something. And yet the other one, the other word in verse 4 and 5 is actually the one who is giving you the blessing, which in this case is God. Now, why am I explaining this? It's because it is really available for everyone. Again, let's look at verse 1. Okay, when we look at verse 1, it says everyone. Okay, blessed is everyone. Other translation says all. Okay, blessed is everyone. Ito pong verse na to, what this verse is saying, this promise is actually very inclusive. It is offered to everyone. This is inclusive. But at the same time, this is also exclusive. I'll explain that to you later. Inclusive siya because ini-invite niya po tayong lahat. And telling us that if you walk on a straight line, consistently, loyally, and steadily, every day of your life, you will actually have this blessing. You will be fulfilled. There will be happiness. There will be joy, genuine happiness. And so this is applicable to you. So kung hindi ka tatay ngayon, and nakikinig ka sa sermon na to, this sermon is for you. Maaring nanay ka, this sermon is for you. Maaring single ka ngayon at wala ka pang iniisip na pag-asawa, this sermon is for you. And even if you're a student today, this sermon is still for you. Because the Bible is for everyone. The Bible is written and was written specifically for all. Inclusive yung Bible. And you know, walang pinipili. Walang pinipiling gender. Walang pinipiling pinag-aralan. Walang pinipiling status sa buhay. It is for everyone. And so as you listen to this word today, yes, it is Father's Day. Yes, this is a Father's Day message. But I'd like you to open your heart to receive from God today because this message is also for you. It is inclusive. Now, what makes it exclusive? Because the word says, everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His ways. Okay? Who walks in His ways. The idea of walking here is having that intentionality. Having that decision that you make every day. That intention to do what is right. And that is why, sinasabi ko po kanina, you know, the blessing comes when you consistently, loyally, and steadily following the ways of God. As you walk. And then there's a particular lifestyle. It is a lifestyle. It is an ongoing lifestyle. This is not a one-time thing. It is an everyday thing. You know, you choose to do this every day. And again, this is for everyone, but it is exclusive to those who chooses or to those who choose, by the way, sorry, to choose to obey and follow the ways of God. So, again, if you're not a father today, this message is still for you. Because the message is that God is blessing everyone who will walk consistently, loyally, and steadily in a straight line in the ways of God. And the promise is inevitable. The promised blessing will happen. Para lang po yan yung, you know, araw. Di ba? Pag iniisip po natin yung araw, whether we see the sun or not, kapag ka po maulan ang panahon, kapag po may bagyo, maulan, cloudy yung ano, di ba hindi natin nakikita yung araw? At kapag gabi, hindi natin nakikita yung araw. Pero that doesn't change the fact that there is the sun. Okay, the sun is still up there. Okay, hindi lang natin nakikita. But the sun is there, pero hindi natin siya nakikita. Now, I'll go back to that later. So what this is saying, okay, kahit na po minsan hindi natin na-feel yung araw, di ba? The sun is still there. And whether we listen, okay, whether we like it or not, whether we feel like believing that the sun is there, it's there. And it's inevitable that it rises every morning and it sets in the afternoon. Ganun yun. And the promise of God is like that. In this particular verse, to anyone and to everyone, again, inclusive, but exclusive to those who walk in His ways. The blessing is available for all of us. Now, let's look now at the blessings that this psalm is saying, particularly to the fathers. And we will look at four things, okay? Ano po yung mga blessing na makikita natin dito? Number one, a father who faithfully follows God's ways will have his work blessed. That's in verse 2. The fruit, okay? Let me just read that to you. Again, let's look at that. Okay, the verse says, You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. And you shall be blessed, and it shall be well with you. Now, when you look at this, this is actually, yung verse na to, is actually a reversal of the curse that God gave Adam. You know, when He cursed Adam in chapter 3 of Genesis, it says, you know, you will have a difficulty eating the fruit of your hands, or the fruit of the labor of your hands. And yet here, the verse is saying that you will be blessed when you walk in His ways. The work of your hands will be blessed. There will be fulfillment. There will be success. And it will be well with you. And this is an individual blessing. Okay, as you follow God, as anyone obey the word of God steadily, loyally, consistently, and every day, this blessing will happen. The work of your hands will be blessed. You will enjoy the blessing of God. And the Bible says, you know, with His blessing, He adds no trouble to it. And so that is the blessing that He is giving an individual. This is an individual blessing. As you personally obey and walk in the ways of God, you and your work will be blessed. Basically, you will be secure. There will be security. What's next? Okay. And then and the next point is a father who consistently obeys God's commands will have a blessed family. We'll have a blessed family. Let's look at the next verse. Okay, the next verse says that. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house, and your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Okay, so not only will your work be blessed individually in a personal way, but also your family will be blessed. The people around you, okay, the people that you love, and it's interesting, yung pong ginamit dito ng figures of speech, okay, describing the wife, it describes a vine, okay, a grape vine, wherein it produces wine, it gives joy, okay, and pagka may celebration, you need that in that culture. Agricultural kasi sila, di ba? And that is not the staple food though. That is this, grapes is not a staple food, nor olive, okay? Yung olives, again, description ng children. Your children will be like olive shoots. It actually talks about longevity. It actually talks about long life. It actually talks about, you know, this blessing that God is going to give you will last for a long time. But you know what? Interesting though, with olives, that when you plant olives, it will not give you fruit straight away. In one commentator I read, it actually takes 40 years for it to bear fruit. So it is a long time. But once it started bearing fruit, it will bear fruit for many, many years. So again, you know what the Bible, what this verse is saying, as someone, anyone who will obey God and walk in His ways consistently, loyally, and steadily in His ways, will see this. Yes, it might take time, but the blessing will come. The blessing will come. Olive shoots. Isn't that amazing? You know, pagka inisip mo talaga yung olive shoot, no? Yung olives, it gives them oil. Again, it's not, hindi po ito staple na pagkain nila. But this is actually luxury. Actually, when I look at this verse, when I read this verse, what comes to my mind is that God is generous when He blesses us. He does not just bless your work. He does not just bless the work of your hands. But He actually bless your family. It's not just an individual. It is a blessing that will affect the people around you. And that's an amazing thing. And not only that, that will not stop there. Okay, yung blessing ni God, when we walk in His ways consistently, loyally, and steadily, hindi lang ikaw ang mabibless, hindi lang yung pamilya mo yung mabibless. But even the next point, sabi yan, a father who loyally reveres God's name will be a blessing to his community. To his community, not only to his family, not only will his work be blessed, but even his community where he lives will be blessed. Let's look at verse 5. The Lord bless you from Zion. Again, when you read Zion, that actually talks about Jerusalem. That's a city of God. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. So the blessing not only stays with you as an individual, not only will it affect your family, but it will also affect your community. You see, Jerusalem represents the presence of God. And as you dwell in the presence of God, as you consistently, loyally, steadily obey the word of God and His ways, you will be blessed and you will be a blessing to your community. Again, the word blessed here, as you know, the focus now is no longer the person doing the action, but doing the blessing and giving the blessing, the doer of the blessing. And that's God, the Almighty. He will bless the city with prosperity. The city. Okay, you will see the prosperity of your city. And that is what we're praying for, especially at this time. Diba? Yung pinagpipray po natin that we will see the prosperity of Makapantay. Diba yung Makapantay, kinuhin po natin yan. Bilang yung po mga taga Metro East. Okay, I'm talking to you. Diba tandaan po natin yung Makapantay. Marikina, Kainta, Antipolo, Pasig. Pasig, Antipolo, and Taytay. And we are praying. And praying that we will be able to see the prosperity of the cities and municipalities. Yun po yung ipinagpipray natin. And as we continue to consistently, loyally, and steadily follow the ways of God, ang promise ni God, we will be able to see the prosperity of our city. Isn't that amazing? Di ba? Hindi lang ikaw yung ibibless ni God, hindi lang yung pamilya mo, pero pati yung community mo, ibibless ni God. And that is what we're believing for. That is what we're crying out for with what we're going through as a nation. Not only as a nation, what we're going through in the world. The pandemic, okay? That is actually affecting the economics. The economy of the world. You know, we can consistently follow the ways of God and revere His name. And the community where we're living in will be blessed. Not only that, okay? Not only the city. And this is what I love about the blessing of God. It's not, you know, you can't contain it. You can't just keep it to yourself. A father who steadily trusts God's directions will be blessed with long life. And I love, what I love about this promise, it is not just long life, okay? Which we already saw in verse 4. In the verse earlier when we talk about olive shoots, okay? That's already longevity. That's already talking about long life. Okay, you are blessed with long life. Not only long life, but the blessing that God has given you will also trickle down all the way to your nation. to the nation that you represent, to our nation, to the Philippines. The nation will be blessed. Peace, shalom. Nothing broken, nothing missing. That is what we are believing God for the nation. Because we're all broken right now. There's so much brokenness. There's so much, something is missing in a lot of people's lives. And we can pray that God will give them that peace. That the nation will be given peace. The nation will receive nothing broken, nothing missing. In the midst of what is happening today, we will be able to believe God for this blessing. And the amazing thing about this, it all has to start with a father. It all will have to start in a family that will not only bless his own family, but will bless his community. Not only his community, but will bless his nation. You know, when we look at this, it actually talks about, again, the question we want to ask, okay? Let me just rephrase that. The question we are actually wanting to ask is, how do we do this? What does it mean to walk in the ways of God? What does it mean to, you know, to have a long life? What does it mean to consistently and loyally follow the ways of God? What does that mean? Actually, the verse 1 describes that to us. And we'll look first at the other verses. In Proverbs 10:27, it says, the fear of the Lord prolongs life. Prolongs life. You want to have a long life? Fear God. And then Proverbs 17:6 says, grandchildren are crown of the aged. The glory of children is their father's. You see, this is God's promise to anyone who fears him. Again, the question we want to ask is, what does it mean to fear him? And how do you know you fear God? Well, we have to go back to verse 1. It says, blessed is everyone who fears the Lord. Again, how do you know you fear the Lord? The next part of the verse says, who walks in his ways. Who walks in his ways. What does it mean to walk in his ways? To fear the Lord. And what does it mean to fear the Lord? To walk in his ways. It's easy, right? I mean, that is so easy. That's all that God expects of us. To fear him, to walk in his ways. It's easy, right? Well, when you think about it, it's really not that easy. Blessed is everyone who walks in the ways. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. It's not easy. Okay, it's not easy to consistently, loyally, steadily walk in a straight line and follow God's ways. Not easy, but it's simple. God's word is simple. What he expects of us is simple, but it's not easy. We will always fail because we will choose to always want to do it our own way. We will always choose when things get hard, we want to revert back to our default. And we want to do the way we do things. It's not easy, but it's simple. And there is no way we can consistently, loyally, steadily walk in a straight line in the ways of God every day of our lives. But the question is that when we look at this verse, and then we look at this passage, and then we ask the question, then who can do it? If I can't do this, you can't do it. Who can do it, and who has done it? Well, of course, there's only one person who did it, and who can actually walk, and who have walked consistently, loyally, and steadily in the ways of God. Jesus is the only person in the world who ever lived who was able to walk consistently, loyally, and steadily in the ways of God every day of his life. Because God knew we can't do it on our own. God knew that we will be frustrated. God knew that there is no way that we will be able to do it on our own. That's why he sent his son to do it for us. Because he knows even when he sent his son, we will still fail. But the good news is, that when we look to his to the Son, when we trust the work of the Son, yes, we will fail, but when we fail, we can always stand up, knowing that our righteousness is not dependent on what we do, not dependent on our works. The blessing of God that we receive is not dependent on our work, on what we do, but it is dependent on what he has done on the cross 2,000 years ago. He wants to bless us. Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14 says this: Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hung on a pole. He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Holy Spirit. See, God knew we won't be able to do it consistently, loyally, and steadily every day of our lives. That's why he sent someone who can actually do it and who has done it, so that when we fail, we can put our trust in him and allow him to continue to change us and to give us the power to be able to do what he is asking us, and that is to fear him, and that is to walk in his ways. And I'd like to just to remind you again, like what I said earlier. You see, sometimes maybe you're here today and you're listening to this preaching and you're saying, you know, I don't feel that. You know, I've been obeying God. I've been doing this thing for God. But I don't see the blessing. I don't feel the blessing of God. I don't see the goodness of God. I don't see what you're saying from this verse. Or maybe you're here today and you've never experienced the love of a father who has, you know, who exemplified the love of God for you, and you're wondering, I don't know this thing. I don't know if this is true. But you know, just like what I said earlier with the Son, you know, we might not feel the Son. We might not be able to see the Son, but it's there. And the goodness and the promises of God, whether you feel it or see it not, it's there. Because it's his promise. We can trust his word. He is faithful. That's why he's called faithful. You know, when I was preparing this preaching, I kept on hearing this song in my head. He's perfect in all of his ways. Perfect in all of his ways. And Jesus was also perfect in all of his ways. And he is our peace. And I want to pray for people today. I'd like us just to bow down our heads. You know, if you're here today and you've never really experienced the love of a father, or maybe you've been abused by a father, or maybe you have an absentee father, and that is why coming, you know, every year, pag we're gonna celebrate your Father's Day, you just can't think of anything. You're just numb right now. But you know what? The love of God, who is a father to the fatherless, a defender of the weak. And if that is you, God is speaking to you right now, and he's telling you, I'm a perfect father. I am perfect in all of my ways, and I love you. But then what do we do with a father, you know, with our fathers who have messed up our lives? You know, the Bible says we need to forgive them as Christ has forgiven us. You see, Christ has already redeemed us from the curse of the law. And in order for us to actually receive the blessings of God, is we need to, you know, appropriate what Christ has done for us, and also let us continue to forgive those people who have hurt us, specifically our fathers. Or maybe you're here today, you know, and you're fatherless. Again, I pray that the love of God, perfect Father, will be true and real in your life today. And I also want to pray for the fathers today. And maybe you're saying, you're a father here today and listening to this preaching, and you're saying, this is heavy. I can't do this. And you're probably right. You won't be able to do it on your own. That is why Jesus did it for us. so that we can tap into His power. And that when we fail, we can always say, Lord, thank you that you have done it for me. And I can trust you. You know, maybe if you're a father and you've been failing in this area, you've not been walking in the ways of God consistently, loyally, and steadily, let me pray for you. Let's just bow down our heads. If you're a father, I want to pray for you. Lord, I just pray for all the fathers today, including myself, that you will increase the fear of God in our lives. Lord, to walk in your ways. Lord, to make that choice every day. To walk loyally, consistently, and steadily in your ways. Lord, kahit na mahirap, Lord, minsan mahirap sundin yung ginagawa, but Lord, we would obey it because we know that when we obey it, there is a blessing to it. Because that's what you promised. Lord, increase our fear of you. Not fear of men, not fear of people, but fear of you. So that we will be able to receive that blessing that will in turn bless our family and our community and our nation. And if you're here today, I pray that you've been hurt by fathers, absentee fathers, abusive fathers, or you have no father at all. Let me just pray healing for you right now. Lord, I just pray that you would heal these people of the hurt. Lord, I pray that they'll be able, first of all, to forgive their fathers. Would you do that right now? Would you just say the name of your father who hurt you, who abandoned you, who abused you, and just forgive them? It's not for them, it's for you. Alam ko, sinasabi ko, Pastor, hindi mo naiintindihan kung gaano kahirap yung ginawa ng tatay ko sa akin. I may never understand that. But what I know is when you forgive your father today, the blessing of God will fall on you and the healing of God will start working in your heart. Choose to forgive them because God has forgiven you. Lord, give grace, Lord. Give grace to these people. Let the peace of God fall on them. Nothing broken, nothing missing. Thank you, Lord. You know, not one last group of people I want to pray for. If you've never received Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, if you've never really experienced the love of Christ, the redemption that He has done in Galatians chapter 3, you have never done that. You have never surrendered your life to Christ by faith. It says by faith. If you have never placed your faith, believing in what He has done on the cross for you is enough. I want to give this opportunity to you right now. I want you to close your eyes and just pray this simple prayer. And say, Lord Jesus, today I open my heart and receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Lord, forgive me from all of my sin. And Lord, by faith, I receive that gift of forgiveness and healing and eternal life. And Lord, I pray that you will reveal yourself to me more as a father and me as your son or your daughter. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, as we end, can you just imagine the blessing that will happen to our nation if just each one of us listening and watching right now will obey God, will consistently, loyally, and steadily walk in the ways of God. And can you imagine that? It will bless your family, and then your family and your community will be blessed, and then the other community will be blessed, and then the nation will be blessed. And that is what we're crying out for. Let's believe for that. Let's believe God that He will restore this nation. And it has to start with one person. It has to start with you. It has to start with our family. Let's choose to walk consistently, loyally, and persistent and steadily in the ways of God from this day on. I just want to speak a word of blessing to all of you as we end today. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace, now and forevermore. Amen. By the way, if you pray that simple prayer of acceptance, would you make sure to call us or to message us on Facebook? We want to help you. grow in your relationship with God. Okay lang po ba yan? Again, thank you so much for joining us. Happy Father's Day po ulit. And the Lord bless you. See you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.